Yudis Mem Zayin. He's Ursh Latismach Bilvavacha. Okay. Shema Eitzav Kabel Musa. To a person who's Tismach Bilvavacha means a person figures, I can figure it out myself. But rather, a person should get counsel, get Eitzav, advice, Bekal Musa, and also get the person will give him direction. Usually, I don't know. Well, at least the way it seems to work in our society is eight of the things you ask for, most of the stuff you get without asking for it. It's supposed to be like that. You can ask. A person can offer you an Eitzah without being asked, and a person can ask for Musar. But usually, that's how the two things go. On the other hand, the Musar Pashas would be the issues of the person's avodah. That's the Musar. And the Eitzahs are the counsel and advice a person gets. And Yani Yalam Azel, that would be the one suggestion that Sarbi Yaman Zubra suggests, maybe to understand the two points to it. He says, at least makes one suggestion that what it could be. He says, but Libi Armeli, that the Pashas both going on. And Yani Yalam Habo, and he's not sure exactly what the difference between the two of them is. Okay. Tiazor is lasas komasha mutal lechalasas mikomishmar nitzar libach. Then he has two more points over here. That if a person's getting outside input, is step number one of his avoda. Step number two is a real commitment. I'm going to make this. I'm going to be as careful as possible to do whatever I have to do. Anything that you need to be careful about, you should be careful about. If the mishra, the things that the Torah is mechayev you to be not to do or to be careful from, so many divides of the person's avodah. Really, he divides the first three stages of the person's avodah are the chavis adam b'olamoy, zehiris, and zrizis. It's hard not to hear with those three elements here in the rush, right? The idea of Chavis Adam Olamoy is his way of translating the Brisa. The Brisa says that a person's avoda starts with Torah. The first step is Torah, maybe there's a hiris, which means the direction. The word Torah, hara, means giving direction. Right? So the first step is getting the information, the knowledge, the direction of what you're supposed to be doing. Then the next step is the process of Zahiris, of being very careful to not do what you're not supposed to do, and not to create traps and issues which will be impediments to your avodah. And then the act of Zahiris is going out and doing them Tzaseh and making sure that you're doing them as properly, as best as you can. That's the first three stages of a person's avodah. You hear the three elements of the rush. The first step is getting the hadracha, getting the eitzah, getting the musar, which sets you on the right path. And then you have the zrizus and the zahirus. The zor is lasa kumash mutol lechalasa. The zor is to do whatever you have to do, and the kol mishman and tzadibach, everything you have to be careful from, you should be careful from. It's very clear in the Sefer Shlomo when he says being careful, he doesn't only see that in the context of says, the loss of says, veiras and mitzvahs, but all of the challenges which a person has, which act as impediments to a person's avodah, you have to be careful from. You know, just a very simple mashal. If you know that certain situations make you, lightheaded and acting frivolous, and that's going to be a steerer to your avodah, so don't go there. It's not an avera. A person sleeps too much. A person overeats. I don't see that as necessarily as averas, but they're going to act as impediments. A person doesn't sleep enough. A person stays up late. Even if he's not staying up late, stop wasting his time. So, but it's something you have to be nishmer from. You have to be careful from, because that's going to impact how you function and your avodah. A person that has those things which make him happy. He finds it easier to be Rabbi Kadosh Baruch Hu when he's happy. It's hard to be Rabbi Kadosh Baruch Hu when he's sad. Right? So getting involved in certain things make him sad. He's depressed, frustrated. All of those different things, all that would go into the person's chiyuv of avoda to be misbarren, like you said in the last one, the impact of what your actions take that into consideration when he's preparing himself for a goyim. So that's, I think, the three steps of the rush. I just want to talk about the Shema Yitzchak Kabbal Musar part a little bit. Chazal say in Chovash Matar Atzmai Beis Asura that a person's in the prison, he can't get himself out. So I don't know whether Chazal meant that in a physical sense it's always like that. I don't know, but they're always, Chazal are clearly using it as a mashal. The more uses it in case the person had Yisurim, the more Rav Yochanan was able to help other people through his avoda get them above Yisurim. He couldn't do it for himself. Versus that, because all the people do it for himself. Right? When you're stuck in something, you don't necessarily see the way out. I mean, if you did, you probably would be doing it. I mean, there are situations where a person just, again, a very simple muscle. A person that gets involved in overeating, right? I'm calling a bear, right? So he's tried approaches 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and they haven't worked. So a lot of people just keep doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know, I'll really control myself this time. I'll be good at it, you know. And I won't overeat. And next thing you know, he ate the whole bag of potato chips. You know, he promised himself he'll only eat one. Right? The problem is, he had the same conversation last week, and 2 weeks ago, and 3 weeks ago, and 5 weeks ago, and 10 weeks ago, right? They quote the name of Einstein, which is supposedly is not a true quote, the name of Einstein, but whoever said it got it right. He says that he would define the definition of crazy, being crazy is repeating the same thing over and over again, expecting to get different results. Right? So that's what we do. And the Yetzirah is going to play, this time will be different. Why do you think this time is going to be different? Every single time has not been different. No, this time is going to be different. I once heard from Shlomo Shadron, he says that the Yetzirah is called Melozokin Ksil. He's called a Ksil. So Melozokin, he's very old. He's been around for a long time. Why is he Ksil? Why is he a fool? He's not a fool. The Yetzirah is not a fool. Everybody knows that the Yetzirah is not a fool. So he said, certain people are, certain titles come based on the work that you do. So a person who works in wood is called a woodworker. Right? So that's his title. Person who works with, selling glass, he's called a glass installer. Right? The Yetzirah works with fools. Samaritan is called a fool. That's his title. Not that he's a fool, because we're idiots that we did it. Right? So we have the same conversation over and over and over and over again. Every year, yeah, I'm going to do better this year. How are you doing this year? Well, I'm going to do this and this. You know, you had the exact same plan last year. It didn't work. Why do you think it's going to work this time? No, this time it's going to be better. Right? You know. So what do you do? Sometimes you can't think. Shema Yitzchak Kabbal Musar means the Maila is, as Mr. Sharma says, that you want to get somebody who's passed this step. The marshal he gives is the person who's traveling through the maze. Traveling through the maze, all the paths are made to look exactly the same. They would have this large garden, and they would put hedges, and all of the hedges look, the paths look exactly the same, and there's a race pavilion in the middle. So the guy in the race pavilion can look out and say, you know, this path works and this path doesn't. The close one, you're walking through the path, they all look the same. So how are you supposed to figure it out? He says, you want to ask an eitzah from the guy who's in the pavilion. He says, no, that path works. That path doesn't. He says, look the same to me. Exactly. Like, so probably you get to what we do is, like, we in general are like I mentioned last we talk about Teuchelcha. You spoke about, you know, Ois Memhei. So my rabbi pointed out, like, he never had this experience. He walked over a person, he says, you know, your lights are on. Excuse me, what's your business? It's my own life. I get to leave, you know, get to do whatever I want. Leave me alone. Get out of here. You know, don't tell me what to do with my car, that the light should be on and the battery should run out. It's right. I have a right to have my battery run out. It's not my problem. Right? He never got such a reaction. You remember the guy said, you know, I think you need to work. Excuse me, why is it your business? You know, why you live your own life and you're so better. Like, you know, I mean, like, you left your lights on last week also. Like, you know, so why are you telling me? Like, no such conversations exist. Right? Because, like, why not? Why wouldn't you want input? But it comes to this area, which we feel touched. We feel, right? No. This path looks fine to me. Why are you telling me this path's not good? Right? Like, because I'm up here on the pavilion, I'm telling you it doesn't work. but you're in the trenches, you don't see the difference. So the seichel says, listen, our emotions say, I feel invalidated and lowered and depressed, you know, low self-esteem and all these wonderful things. When the guy tells me what to do, it means he knows better than me, or he's beyond me, or he's smarter than me. Okay, so like, you know, but seichel doesn't say that, you know, he's smarter than you. Okay, he's better than you. Okay, right. So listen to him. But we get stuck in the emotional part. So he's zoyer shotizim levavcha. You have to be very careful not to rely on yourself, right? Because you understand that we don't see ourselves with the clarity that somebody else sees us. And then Rishma Eitz of Makabal Musar. It's a tremendous problem. It's a tremendous challenge. You try to work on it. You know, even if inside you get a little bit intense or whatever, a little, you know, tense about it, upset about it, but if you control yourself for a grand total, I think they say 4 seconds. Just, you know, 4 seconds. 4 seconds. Not, don't respond. The first intense emotion passes after 4 seconds. Usually you can move on and do what you have to do, right? It's very relevant for new duets, right? I'm not perfect. I'm definitely not perfect. When my wife puts something out to me, I say thank you very much for pointing it out. That's my first line. That's the first line. Not always good at it, but, you know, usually it sets the tenor for the rest of the conversation. You know, my wife says it's not fun having a fight with me because I never fight with her. It's much more, you can't have a good fight, you know, when the other person says, it's a good point. I hear you, it's a good point. You know, like, it just doesn't go anywhere. Of course, my wife says, yeah, what happens is I say it's a good point and I keep doing what I'm doing, so that's not really, really, really fair. But there are elements of truth to that also. But I said, no, I agree, it's a good point. I have difficulty implementing it sometimes, but I agree it's a good point. I'm not arguing the points, you know, like, why should I say, no, I disagree with you? I agree with you. I should be more organized. I'm not, okay. You know, like, but I'm not saying I shouldn't be more organized. So most of the person people point out, we're not saying we disagree in theory. We would not say about ourselves also sometimes. Just, you know, when someone else tells me, like, you know, I don't like leave my lights in my car, but somebody else tells me, like, you know, it bothers me. Why are you telling me to put my lights in the car? So, you know, so I can't pass the lights on the car issue. Hopefully I can get past, you know, I have an anger issue, I have a disorganized issue, I talk too much issue, which I do. You know, whatever it is, you know, we can work on ourselves.